what you can do about it.
Insulin Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and you know, one of the hardest things for the average individual, indeed, one of the hardest things for other people in our military to believe is that there would be people at the highest echelons of our government who would intentionally want to destroy the American Army, its integrity, the health of the people there. It doesn't make sense. Why would you do something like that? Well, if you understand there are people who do not want a strong America, a sovereign America, who do not want us to have an effective army, why could you think of a better way to do that? I mean, to involve us in war after war after war, and they expend the youth of our nation, the warriors, destroy them. You read some of the material that has been put out by the other side. They talk about the danger of the warrior class, why these people might not want to go along with our wonderful plans for a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. And if once you begin to understand that there really are people who look at the world differently than rational people like you and I, to them what they're doing is quite rational. After all, their goal is to transform the world. They have no loyalty to any country. And so it is that, tragically, so many of our young men are going overseas, and those who come back, you know, intact, although many do not come back, or they come back and they're not intact. But there's so many after they come back and they've not been either wounded or, casualties of war, become casualties of mismanagement or perhaps something even far more sinister. About 30% of our troops after they return within 2 or 3 months are ill, and the number continues growing after that. Over this morning is Major Doug Rocky, who's one of those victims of the very situation that I'm talking about, a career military officer of 40 years associated with the military, in and out, now, of course, permanently disabled. Major Rocky, thanks so very much for being with us.
Good morning, sir.
Well, anyway, Chris, you now, do you, when you said you've been in the military, how come that, you do not get care from the Army that you have to go to the VA? How does that work? I always thought when you were in the Army and you were disabled, you could get care from the Army for the rest of your life.
Well,
you have to be regular Army to do that?
Correct. I mean, but we have to understand the Army is the Army is the Army. And it doesn't matter whether you're in the reserve or you're in the National Guard or you're on active duty. You're still in the Army.
Right.
There's no separation. There's no distance on that thing. One thing that's important for everybody to understand is that while you're on active duty, your medical care is supposed to be provided by regular military medical facilities and physicians. However, once you get injured, you become ill, or you become wounded, the military, what happens, they take you through what's called a medical evaluation board. And with that medical evaluation board, they can just decide to put you on permanent retirement, medical retirement, as if you're still on active duty, at which time you'll receive lifetime medical care if you can obtain it. And if you're close to a military medical facility, for whatever happened to you. However, sadly and unfortunately, only very, very few people, I think it's less than 300 now, out of the current situation, Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, that have been provided permanent medical, lifetime medical care and retirement from the military, from the Medical Evaluation Board. And so you just run into a gambit of problems. So what happens if you're in the military and you did not achieve 20 years where you reached retirement, okay, on active duty, or retirement from a combination of active duty and reserve and reach the age of 60, you're flat out of luck. You just don't have any medical care available. And so many thousands and thousands have gone and served the nation, became injured, ill, or wounded, and they came back, and they're just dumped out by the military.
Sure.
So what you have to do then is you have to go to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. And what that involves is you have to find a veteran service officer. In the state of Illinois, we have those assigned by region or by county. They work for the state of Illinois. You go to them, and you have to provide all the documentation, paperwork, and everything else, and they submit an application to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for service connection, which means that you have to provide all the documentation, you have to provide all the medical records, which in most cases are missing or destroyed, that verify, number one, you were in the military, and number two, that the medical problems that you have are directly connected and caused by military duties. And right now it takes over 6 months to get an adjudication, a decision back on that, to that you do get service connection. That's a long process and everything else. And you may or may not get some. The sad part about medical care is if you are injured or wounded in the military, or especially in combat, civilian health insurance will not cover you because there's a war exclusion clause in all civilian insurances, you know, from your employer or private insurance that you would purchase, that excludes military related medical problems.
We've heard that a lot of the military records, you know, of the people who fought in the wars mysteriously disappear, and it's pretty hard to prove that you were, you know, at certain places at certain times, perhaps at Kamachia, where you were exposed to the chemical warfare agents that were, you know, dispersed when we blew up Saddam's facilities, or other things. Sometimes don't those vaccination records, they all seem to disappear. How could that happen?
Well, it was intentional. With the vaccinations during Desert Storm and again since then, numerous times the direct orders were given by the theater command staff not to record the vaccinations, the doses, the batches, the lot numbers, who got them, when they got them, how many they got, and what the adverse reactions were. And that was to prevent liability from that. So we had that destruction. What was happened multiple times, and absolutely happened during Desert Storm from the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command headquarters where we were, you know, attached to and working with in and out of all over, is that when the medical records were sent back to the United States in 1991 with the completion of the war, 3rd MedCom put the medical records into a giant steel conics for shipment back to the States and then redistribution. When the physicians got to the conics, it was empty. The records were gone. And part of the deal was to prevent any correlation between all of the seriously known exposures and all the now verified serious adverse health effects that over 275,000 people from Desert Storm are suffering from.
How many people again? How many?
Way over 275,000 from Desert Storm alone.
Is that interesting? I wonder how that could happen. Oh, shucks.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Men we send overseas to fight for our country, because they're not really fighting for our country. I mean, the war for our country is here in America. And when our young men go overseas to fight for freedom, invariably we lose more freedom here. But Major Rocky was saying that 275,000 of the original 695,000 young men and women there in the Gulf War One. Now ill. Is that correct?
Yeah, the actual number is 278,713 as of the end of February 2007. And so what we do know today is that out of the 697,000 that served in the Persian Gulf during Desert Storm, Desert Shield, that about 78,000 have died in the intervening 15 years.
Now, that is a very, very difficult figure for the average individual to accept, because if that were true, I mean, after all, wouldn't Rush Limbaugh and Maury Schaefer and the other people in the media be telling us that? How can our listeners verify that fact for themselves? And I want to comment. I've already done it, so I know the answer, but I want you to tell them, please, Doug.
Okay, very simply, what you need to do is go to www.va.gov. That's U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs website.
That is va.gov, okay.
Correct, and once you get there, up in the upper right-hand corner, you will find the search block. What you want to do is type in the letters G-W-V-I-S.
That's Gulf War Veterans. What's V-I-S stand for?
Yeah, GWVIS, Gulf War Veterans Information System.
Okay.
This is the actual disability statistics for the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for everybody that's participated in the Persian Gulf conflicts or battles from April and May of 1990 through the current time. And once you get there, you type in GWVIS in the search block, then you'll get a list of documents. And there's a whole bunch of GWVIS reports. The most recent one is February 2007. You just click on that and open it up. It's a PDF file. And if you go to page 9, you will have compensation and pension statistics for February 2007. The first column is labeled conflict, and this is those of us that participate directly in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and Desert Farewell, which are the three phases of the 1990-91 war. And in there it says 696,842 participated. As of the end of February 2007, the estimated living veterans is 618,283.
Now, these are the estimated living veterans. You subtract that from the 697,000 who went, and you come up with 78,000 are dead there. No, so I mean, if that is really, why would all these young, healthy people die? You know, I mean, these people are in the prime of health, and you don't lose. You know, over 10% of a group, you know, of young people over a period of 17, 16 years, unless something else is going on.
Yeah, and it absolutely is. And so out of the 618,283 that are estimated to be still living that participate in conflict, 278,713 have applied for disability compensation pension with U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Now, sadly, and this is the thing that disturbs me the most, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs has denied medical care to 31,000 of our sons and daughters. and they've still got over 37,000 claims pending, and that continuously is going up on a daily basis. So that's just out of Desert Seal and Desert Storm alone. When we look at all of the individuals that have been deployed to the Persian Gulf and got out now from April to May of 1990 through the end of February 2007, that's 1,129,340. And out of those, only 958,932 are estimated to be living. That's close to 180,000 of our sons and daughters have now died. Extremely healthy individuals, young individuals, healthy, wise, everything, had everything going for them as a result of service in the Persian Gulf. And out of that 958,000 that are still alive, 404,900 as of the end of February applied for permanent disability with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. That's an astonishing number. That's almost 50%, about 40%.
Now, if you wanted to destroy a nation, do you know a better way to do it? But I hope our listeners will not accept what Doug is saying. I hope that they'll go there to that website. I've been there, and these figures are frightening.
Yeah, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Department of Defense, does not want this information out. A week ago, yesterday, I was at the Danville, Indiana VA Medical Center in Danville, Illinois. Myself and another Vietnam vet who's also, we both got severe medical problems from military service. We're literally with the leadership there. And we pulled up this report and we said, here, let's look at it. It's on your computer. You're going into your database, you know, totally internal database. And they pulled up the report and then said, now let's go to the administrative desk and pick up the public report that you have put out that you're giving to everybody else. And that public report that they distribute says about 90,000 have applied, in contrast to 404,000. It was just an astonishing thing. But at the same time, while we have 404,000, over 404,000, almost exactly, probably 405,000, probably more than that by now, they've denied medical care to 40,000. Absolutely denied medical care to 40,000 individuals. So we have a real serious problem. Now, these are the individuals that have been discharged and have been denied care by the Department of Defense, have now gone to the VA. Now, we have thousands upon thousands that are very sick and ill on active duty, and that's the reason why they're having such a horrible time trying to deploy units and get individuals deployed to wherever they're going. But up and beyond that, we have another 200,000 absolutely confirmed with serious medical problems that didn't just get medical care by going to the VA, because one of the programs that was forced through is that the VA would provide medical care to all military personnel for 2 years upon after they're released from active duty without applying to the VA for permanent disability. And that's another 200,000, and it's riddled with cancers and neurological problems and respiratory problems and gastrointestinal problems and rashes and everything else.
Well, that sounds like the Gulf War list.
Well, it absolutely is. So we're seeing exactly the same thing that we saw before. And one of the main consequences of this thing is all of the combined exposures. But this time around, in contrast to the first time in 90 and 91, the primary exposures that we have this time are uranium munitions exposure contamination, which is absolutely a nightmare. And then we have the total misuse of pesticides and also hazardous materials and immunizations. So it's just turned into a total nightmare. And the Department of Defense continues to use uranium munitions. They continue to willfully violate their own requirements. And I'm going to make this very clear. General Eric Shinseki and General Peek, these are the generals, the top general in the Army, general of the Army, was Shinseki. General Peek was a certain general, and now they've been replaced. Issued orders, absolutely mandating thorough and prompt effective medical care within 24 hours of exposure to uranium contamination for all military personnel, and that is deliberately and willfully denied and delayed. And in fact, I was in as the Army officer that had responsibility there in Desert Storm. It's now, well, we're in May of 2007. So in March of 1991, I ordered medical care for everybody, and the Army to this day has never even provided me that.
Ordered to lie about how dangerous depleted uranium is, weren't you?
Absolutely. That's a famed memorandum called the Los Alamos Memorandum that I was handed by the generals. You can find that memorandum and read it for yourself on the TrapRockPeace.org website, and which is an incredible website put by Sonny Miller and everybody at Trap Rock Peace Center, which is a Quakers group out of Woman Hill Quaker Center in Deerfield, Massachusetts. And, yeah, in that memorandum, it told us to lie on our reports in order to sustain the use of uranium munitions because they're still extremely effective. But we've just got a whole toxic nightmare that continues to plague the military personnel because of the decisions of the Department of Defense.
Well, you know, one of my friends recently called me and told me his son was being deployed to the, and they were to the Gulf region, and they were going to give him about, I don't know, 6 or 8 or 10 vaccinations within about a day or two. Well, you can't do that. I mean, this is totally destructive to the immune system. It weakens the immune system. It, you know, it predisposes you to autoimmune disease and all sorts of allergies. And of course, you know, since there's aluminum and all sorts of other things in many of these vaccines, why it creates real changes in the brain. This is known. The brain has a separate immune system, and you insult it like that, it'll take you a year and a half to get over the insult from the vaccination program.
Yeah, one of the things that were a report, brand new report that came out on May 5th, is resilient infections worry military doctors. And what we have is incredible infectious diseases and everything that are rampaging through. And this is a resilient bug known as Acinetobacter, Acinetobacter. And it's just rampaging through the military personnel. And there is no antibiotics to treat it. There is nothing to cure this. And it's just having a horrible effect. And so what we've seen is tremendous compromises of the immune system. First from the immunizations, from the exposures. You have to understand radiological munitions, radiological materials, are chemically toxic, particulate irritants, and radiologically problems. They literally tear up the cells. They tear up the immune system. And then when you have the combined exposures with total misuse of pesticides has continued, and we tried to stop this. What was happening is the military was issuing and civilians were providing flea collars for our soldiers to wear around their arms and their legs and their necks. I mean, that's direct continuous exposure to high levels of pesticides, which are not supposed to be in the human body whatsoever. And so we've got all of this combined stuff, and then we start getting with these new bacterial infections. I mean, we're seeing this one, and a Pseudomonas, which is horrible, Staphylococcus. I mean, Dr. Stan, you've treated patients with Pseudomonas and Staphylococcus. It's a nightmare today, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, it's a total nightmare with the antibiotics and all of the genetic modifications to these things. So we're seeing horrible problems amongst all of our individuals. But that's what's happening today. But the historical record on how the Department of Defense has totally mistreated the military is legendary. We go back to World War II, okay, and we had the downwinders. This is deliberate marching of troops into areas right before an atomic bomb blast. So they were deliberately exposed to find out what happened, and that is literally rampaging through that group today. Cancers and everything else are of a nightmare, and we're still working with that. Then we had the Agent Orange from the Vietnam era, which was horrible. We've had the continuation of Project Shad, which is deliberate use of chemical, biological, and radiological materials on U.S. military and U.S. civilians, and it continues to this day. Most recently, they're using Bacillus globagi. But I've cleaned everything up from nerve agents to biologicals to radiologicals for the Army, very specifically as part of my military duties. And then we get to Agent Orange, and then we get into the total misuse of immunizations and pesticides, Desert Storm and all of those things, and the current time, uranium munitions, absolutely devastating, thoroughly contaminated the environment, air, water, and soil. Training has not been provided. The absolute mandatory medical care ordered by the Surgeon General, General Peak, and General Shinseki, much less Dr. Winkenwerter, who is Deputy Secretary, has now been fired. Continues to this day. And then you have the U.S. Army regulations signed and mandatory by General Shinseki, General of the Army, and I just happen to have been the author of that regulation, that mandate thorough environmental remediation of all contaminated area. Well, that's not happening. Yesterday, I received a phone call totally confirming the radiological measurements at Schofield Barracks in Hawaii. And they were absolutely measuring the radiological contamination coming off the military areas in Hawaii.
Now, is that simply by, you know, the transmission of this through the air, through the air currents, or how are they getting the contamination?
What you had is the use, you had the use of the radioactive materials in the munitions.
I see,
over there, and what happens any time the next explosion, the wind, which you have high winds, stirs it all up, and then you have the radiological particulates and everything else, radiological materials being resuspended, airborne, and distributed.
And we're getting really contaminated the whole world, aren't we?
Yes, we have been.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Agent Doug Rock here, American Freedom Network.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wides, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Major Doug Rocky. Would you like to tell our listeners about your website? And I know you don't necessarily have one, but are you, a lot of your materials there on traprockpeace.com or is it .org?
It's .org. I mean, you know, I do not have a website, but the Trap Rock Peace Center at the Woman Hill Quaker Center in Deerfield, Massachusetts has been incredible. And that is www.traprockpeace.org, traprockpeace.org. It's run by one of the most incredible women I've ever met in my lifetime, Sunny Miller, and her partner, Charlie, and who's the executive director for the Trap Rock Peace Center. And they do incredible work, but this website, you'll find
most of the reports. You'll find all the medical requirements. You'll find epidemiological reports. You'll find firsthand reports from people throughout, you know, who are totally involved in this stuff. You'll find all the copies of Army orders and regulations up there that are totally ignored. So it's all there. It's readily available. And that's probably the best website in the entire world. And they can sure use all the help they can to continue their education and attempts to ensure medical care is provided to all of our military personnel, and that training and education is done, and that environmentalist stuff is taken care of. And there, it's a whole host of things.
Well, now, what can you do, or what can the returning veteran do if he has, you know, come in contact with the depleted uranium dust, inhaled it, he has it in his system? Now, is there any treatment? Is there any way to get it out? And what are the complications of getting a significant dose of the depleted uranium?
Well, if you get the exposure of uranium, we have to understand when you get exposure to the uranium contamination, it's not just uranium. You've got all the byproducts, conventional explosives, you've got hazard materials and everything else. It's a total nightmare. What is required is the United States Army Department of Defense is required to provide a radiobioassay within 24 hours of exposure, you know, follow it up within a week, and then prompt and effective medical care. Those orders were, you know, been signed and issued so many times since I issued the original one in March of 1991 that it's ridiculous, but they're ignored. Once you're exposed, I'm sorry, you have a problem. If you could possibly remove part of the mobile fraction, that's a soluble fraction, but that's only a very small part that's soluble in the body. Out, you know, if you did chelation therapy or, you know, flushing and everything else, but the other stuff's going to stay there. And this is the problem we ran into, is once we started seeing the level of contamination, once we started finding out that there is no effective respiratory or skin protection, once we found out that there is no effective medical care and treatment, it was a no-brainer as my role as a director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project as the officer in charge, to say you couldn't use it anymore. And the military just really, in Great Britain, Australia, just simply will not give it up.
Well, it's a very effective killing tool, and that's the purpose of the military, is to kill the enemy. So.
Correct. The purpose is to kill and destroy. And uranium munitions are one of the most effective weapons ever developed. They're absolutely incredible. I mean, they are absolutely totally useful against conventional houses, apartment buildings, water treatment facilities, sewage sanitation, hospitals, and then cars and trucks, and then obviously all your armor, and they're used against all targets. So what we have today is, with all of the exposures, we have hundreds of thousands of America's sons and daughters that are in very serious medical problems. The United States Department of Defense has, and everybody is aware of all of the serious total failures of medical care at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. I think everybody's aware of that by now. And you have to understand, Walter Reed was the premier medical facility for the U.S. Army, U.S. Department of Defense. But then the reports also that have come out here in their last month totally confirm devastating, absolutely horrible treatment at the VA facilities throughout the nation. And I continuously get phone calls and emails about that. You wait 6 months for an appointment, and then you get a 10 minutes with the physician, 10 to 15 minutes. And that just happened to me, too. Recently, and hopefully we'll get that resolved. So that's a real serious problem. About a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Army, published a new release, a press report. And I want to read this quote verbatim. The Army said Wednesday it was hiring case managers and boosting oversight at military facilities after an internal review concluded poor outpatient medical care extended beyond Walter Reed Army Medical Center. General Richard Cody, the Army's chief of staff, said officials are finalizing a report on problems after a team visit of Army inspectors visited 11 bases in 7 states last month to study the outpatient treatment, building conditions, and information provided. The investigation found staffing shortage, excessive paperwork, poor training that created too much bureaucracy, and long waits for injured soldiers, particularly at Fort Stewart, Georgia, Fort Hood in Texas, and Fort Bliss in Texas. The list of Army facilities, medical facilities in this report that are providing poor patient care are as follows. Dwight David Eisenhower Army Medical Center, Fort Gordon, Georgia. Wynn Army Community Hospital, Fort Stewart, Georgia. AAA Army Medical Center, Honolulu, Hawaii. Blanchfield Army Community Hospital, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I've had phone calls and emails again on Fort Campbell just yesterday. Just a disaster down there. Ireland Army Community Hospital, Fort Knox, Kentucky. Guthrie Ambulatory Healthcare Center, Fort Drum, New York. Womack Army Medical Center, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Darnell Army Community Hospital, Fort Hood, Texas. Brook Army Medical Center, Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And that's the home of the medical command. William Beaumont Army Medical Center, Fort Bliss, Texas. And the last one on the list was Madigan Army Medical Center, Fort Lewis, Washington.
I'll never forget within about the last 10 days why the president gave a speech talking about what had happened to Walter Reed. And he said, we failed you, but we're going to take care of it. And the truth of the matter is they have no way to take care of it. They don't have the funds, they don't have the money, and they're going to expand the war over there and bankrupt our nation. And then what's going to happen to our veterans? What's going to happen to these young people?
They're going to sick and die. What the Department of Defense has done in response, okay, and I've been working with these individuals, they put together the Wounded Warrior Hotline, okay, and this is out of the Pentagon. So any person that served in the military or any family member, that, you know, again, that is ill and sick, wounded, or needing medical care, can call the Department of Defense hotline. Now, there's no guarantee you're going to get medical care. There's no guarantee your records are going to be corrected because in all of my conversations with them, you know, we're starting to hopefully get some medical care for myself and others taken care of that have come directly with me and we've contacted them about. But as far as correcting the records, they have no interest in it. And then you're in a nightmare. The hotline number that everybody that's sick, ill, wounded, or injured in the military or the family member should call is 1-800-984-8523.
Give it one more time, please.
1-800-984-8523. Now, this is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They originally started out to, you know, just daytime hours, you know, 5 days a week, and the response was overwhelming. Just a total disaster, which is what all the reports are indicating. And what you can do is call these individuals and request medical care assistance, you know, be provided, ready to give your name, social security number, duty station, when you served in the military and everything else, and demand medical care. Then what they're supposed to do is coordinate your medical care through the Department of Veteran Affairs or through the Department of Defense treatment facilities. And good luck. You know, what we have today is we have way over 500,000 individuals just from our Persian Gulf nonsense that are in serious medical problems, have been delayed and denied medical care. They don't have the capability, the resources, or the staff to take care of them.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Well, Dr. Stan Ragg here at the American Freedom Network, and Cynthia, our guest this morning, Major Doug Rocky. Doug, you know, what can be done, though, if you have depleted uranium? Is there any way to chelate any of that out? Is there any way, of course, to neutralize the radiological effect, or perhaps to build up the immune system? What do you do if you've been exposed to this? And, of course, and how would you know? How would you be able to make the diagnosis?
Well, first off, what's happened, if you're around any place where uranium munitions have been used against any target, it's very readily obvious. You know, the training that is mandated but is not provided would make the soldier totally aware of the use of uranium munitions and what it looks like on use. Today, what we have in the uranium munitions that are being used currently, they include the kinetic energy penetrators. This is the 105 millimeter, 120 millimeter, and 120 millimeter rounds fired by tanks. Each individual round of those is over about 10 pounds of solid uranium. Okay, you got the isotopes uranium-238, 234, 235, uranium-236, and other contaminants, plutonium, neptunium, and americium. So it's a total toxic nightmare, radiological heavy toxic metals. And then, in addition to that, we have the 20 millimeter fired by the Navy Phalanx, and that's, you know, Coast Guard has that on their guns, right, you know, in Conus, United States. That we know it for sure, it's at Port of Seattle and other places. Then you have the 25 millimeter fired by the Bradley Fighting Vehicle. Then you have the 30 millimeter fired by the A-10 Warthog aircraft.
What can the individual, I'm talking about the guy who's been exposed to the depleted uranium, what can he do? Is there any way to get it out of his system?
No. If you could get know what the exact exposure is and complete what's called the radio bioassay within 24 hours, in the mandatory medical care, the medical tests that the Department of Defense, U.S. Army, British, Australians are supposed to be done within 24 hours of exposure, is you collect the nasal and pharyngeal swab to see what uranium dust got into the throat and nasal passageways. Then you collect urine for 24 hours, and you collect feces for 24 hours, and then these are shipped off to a lab to test. Sadly, the Department of Defense, the Department of VA lab that does the testing is poor. They're just not looking for it because they've got to avoid responsibility, again, by the Los Alamos Memorandum. And so we have a problem there, but that only tells you you're exposed. Now, if you could do some chelation rapidly, the part that is mobile within the body might get out, but chelation therapy is very dangerous, must be done under strict medical protocols under, you know, continuous supervision. The other thing, too, is the stuff in the lungs. You could do a lung lavage, which is basically turning them upside down, shoving a water hose in their lungs and draining and washing them out. Very dangerous. But what it boils down to is only a small fraction is actually soluble in the body and mobile. The other stuff just gets deposited as a solid. Because the particulates are so small, they act, even though they're a solid, they act like a gas, and they're not soluble, so they can't be removed. So you got all of these problems, and you got the exposures. You have to understand, once you get zapped by radioactive materials, there is no recovery. There is no recovery. You have the damage permanently. So what we've learned from the years, personal experience, and the other ones that I've worked with medically as a combat medic and everything else, and having in my own care, is that you try to optimize what remaining function remains. So for all these people that have been exposed to what we call Gulf War illness, you should no more alcohol, no more caffeine. You can't smoke because you have serious respiratory complications already. Even though it doesn't show up, you have perfusion problems. So smoking is just out of the door. And then you have to maintain a totally balanced nutritional diet, you know, going back to the old food pyramid that we've always taught, and a very high in protein one. So that's what you need to do, tremendous amount of liquid, especially fruit juices and everything else. And then you just have to get your rest, your sleep, and maintain function. Basically, what you're trying to do is optimize the remaining function of life that you have, the remaining function, different functions within the body, to optimize what remains. Because there is no real recovery. And that's been known since the earliest days of the nuclear testing when they started doing this stuff in the 40s.
Well, now, Cindy, somebody who got this a couple of years ago, would chelation in any way help them at this time?
No. No, it probably wouldn't.
All right.
And there's nothing to chelate. I mean, the mobile fraction is probably, passed out through the urine.
Well, now, does this predispose you to cancers?
Yes, it does.
Do we have any idea what the cancer rate is among the veterans, compared with the general population?
We do know from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs the actual statistics recently that they have way over 1,500 cases of malignant cancers just from the Persian Gulf stuff alone. That's from Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom alone, over 1,500 cases.
Now, wait a minute. Is that the most recent? This is the most recent one?
Yeah, that's the most recent data. That's from November of last year with the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. But we do know, again, with the Iraqi data and all the reports have been published, that we're looking incredible orders of magnitude increases. I mean, incredible increases in cancer and leukemias and everything else all around the place. What's so sad about this is in the lead up to Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, Colonel J. Edgar Wakiyama did a briefing for the leaders of the Pentagon Department of Defense on depleted uranium. And in there, he totally confirmed, point blank, lung cancer is well documented, confirmed all of the other medical problems, totally confirmed that, carcinogenic nature and all this other stuff, Ames test and everything else is confirmed for uranium, that it causes problems in the bone and everything else, causes all the serious problems with the respiratory problems, confirms all the eye problems. Example for myself, the radiation cataracts, that's turned into just an absolute nightmare of trying to get that corrected. It's not that easy. Normal surgery takes forever, and recovery is very limited because of the compromise of the system. And then the other problem you have, everybody knows that uranium replaces calcium, so you have osteopenia, osteoporosis. But the other thing that we're seeing throughout the veterans is their teeth just fracture and break out because they're primarily calcium and the structure's gone. And when you look at the teeth that have been extracted to fall out, it's horrible what you see. So what we're seeing is a medical nightmare. And what we have encountered today is the use of uranium munitions, the use of their weapons that the military has, the deliberate destruction of a nation's infrastructure, the total misuse of pesticides, total misuse and release of hazardous materials, and this 8, 10, 12 immunizations simultaneously trashes the immune system.
Well, we're out of time. Doug, thanks very much for being with us. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah,
thanks again. Bye-bye.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. For those of you who might be interested in the talk I'm going to be giving there, I believe it's June 9th in Loveland at the theater. If you'd like information, the number to call is 970-346-3742. That's 970-346-3742, and I'm going to be there on the 9th of June giving a talk, and I hope you can come out. Then, of course, you need to get information on depleted uranium. Probably one of the best source materials is the DVD put out by the Power Hour. It's called Beyond Treason. And not only will you get a powerful DVD, it's really, actually, Doug Rocky we just had does a lot of the narration there, but you'll actually get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documents confirming what you've heard. And of course, this information is being totally suppressed in America. How could you let the American people know there's a planned program to destroy the health of our young warrior class, of those people who might one day fight to preserve our freedom, but they're not going to be available to do it because they're all going to be ill. And that's just the way it's planned. And remember what Henry Kissinger said? You'll find this in Woodward and Bernstein's book, The Final Days, where Henry Kissinger said of American military, stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. Stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. Stupid, dumb animals. And remember, Henry Kissinger is the closest advisor to our president, at least according to Woodward's latest book, Under Siege. So understand already what we're up against. We have a four-tape set on depleted uranium. We have information on depleted uranium. It's trapwatchpeace.org. Excellent source of information. But our four-tape set, that DVD we mentioned, Beyond Treason, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then understand there is a genocidal program. You have to see my talk of planned population reduction. It's a talk we gave at the Prophecy Club about, 2 hours and 20 minutes. If you can stand hearing me talk for 2 hours and 20 minutes, pretty well done. Very important information. We have a four-tape set on population control, a video on population control, a monograph on population control, which is actually available up on my internet site. You can pull it down from there free of charge. Of course, if you get something to our ministry, I would be glad to give you one. It's the Population Control Agenda monograph, and it gives you an excellent overview of the genocidal program which is being carried out today on the American people. And then, of course, we have a syllabus and a video and or DVD called The Hidden Agenda. It goes into fluoridation, but fluoridation is simply one of the attacks on the American people. I mean, why is the testosterone level on the American male fallen 50%, over the last 30 years? Why, of course, so many men have decreasing sperm count? They know it's the water fluoridation, but they're not going to let you know that. They fluoridate the water because it's great for population control. And, of course, it creates all sorts of other things, cancer, endocrine dysfunction, lowers intelligence, but you don't want smart slaves. You want dumb slaves for the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. Our number, 1-800-544-8. 1-800-544-8. or 4-8-9-7. Check the facts. Prove it's wrong. I tell it.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control.